Hi, this is Michaela, and you are listening to my favorite people in the entire world, David Bowers and John Bon Jovial, on the David Bowers Awards.
And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Thank you. Thank you, John Bon Jovial, the legendary one. Welcome back, listeners, to the reboot of the David Bowers Awards. We are just so excited to be back here and bringing you some more great indie music. And what a show we have lined up for you today. John Bon Jovial, how are you feeling about being back?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been too long in coming, and I am so glad that we are back here and getting the show back on the road again. Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. It's summertime here in Michigan. It's hotter than hell in Tempe, Arizona. And I am so excited about the return of one of our favorite guests, Michaela. She's going to be on with us, and we're going to be playing a bunch of her music. And, yeah, this is great. I've been so ready for this for weeks now.
Oh, you are absolutely right. And I am so excited that Michaela is back with us, since she is an Indiana girl, and she's bringing a bunch of her new music with her. Let's listen to that Hoosier Girl.
Nothing else feels like home to me. I wanna get to know you more in this
We're going to find out right now. Michaela, welcome back.
Thank you so much, David. Hi, John.
Hi.
Good to see you both again.
Good to see you back again, and also to have all this new music. Now, this new music that we're playing, like Hoosier Girl that we just shared, is this all available now? Is it going to be available in the near future, or are you keeping it all for yourself?
It's going to be available in the near future. By the end of the month, Hoosier Girl will be out.
Okay.
And Hoosier Girl is so special to me. As you know, I'm moving back into the rock genre. Hoosier Girl, I wrote about the story of how my husband and I met. This is me moving from South Carolina to Indiana and meeting the love of my life. And to the T, it is how we met.
We're just so happy for you. We were at the time and still are, of course. It's just so good to hear. With the idea of that music coming out in the near future, why don't we take this moment to let you tell the folks how they can find you and keep in touch so they know when the music comes up?
Absolutely. My website is MichaelaRocks.com. Very simple. M-I-K-A-Y-L-A. rocks.com.
Best,
and it'll be available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all the streaming sites.
Fantastic. There you go, folks. Now you know how to keep in touch, follow her, and know when the music is available. Keep that note where you can find it. Don't do like I do and put it somewhere and forget where I put the note. I tied a string around my finger once to remember something. And 6 months later, I was still trying to figure out what the string was there for. So, you know, be careful with how you keep your notes. John Bon Jovi, what'd you think of the song?
Honestly, Michaela, I love it. It is so good. And it's so good to have you back with us. And the storyline is wonderful. I can relate and understand because as of this recording yesterday, was the 54th anniversary of the day that my wife and I met. And so,
happy anniversary!
Well, thank you. And she is, without question, the absolute love of my life. So I dig it. I hear where you're coming from, and I just think that's wonderful. So congratulations on putting together a really beautiful song. The production values on it are great. I love the message, and I kind of have an affinity for the singer. She's pretty good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is all part of an album.
It is. So it'll be another EP. So this will be my country EP, and then I'll have a rock EP coming out as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so not exactly two for the price of one necessarily, but we do get two choice collections of your music, and I know your fans are going to love that. I assume your hubby has heard all of these tunes also.
Oh, yes. He loves it so much. We were actually listening in the car on the way home from the gym, which is where we met. So 2 weeks after I moved to Indiana, I met him. And as you guys know, I was completely done with relationships. I wanted nothing to do with anybody. I just wanted to focus on my music and my career. And, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways, right?
It
and when you know,
indeed.
You know.
It does. Tell us about this next song we're going to play, because I've learned between the music and knowing you so long that many of your songs do have a backstory.
Of course they do. So, like that, I produced this one myself. So this is the first self-produced single. And on the theme of Who's Your Girl, I wanted to pay tribute to Indiana a little bit more. So Like That is paying tribute to my roots and the Indiana boys, like my husband, except he doesn't have a mullet. Business in the front, party in the back. No, but he does have the truck. I was thinking about his truck when I wrote this song, and he's got the muffler delete and all of that. So I don't know. It just all came together, and it's just kind of a fun country rap song.
Okay. All right. John Bon Jovi, roll the music.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
Just finished washing the truck. Don't swing by and pick you up. Be ready.
Can't wait.
Hey, what are you listening to?
Just this new song that came out.
I like it. It's catchy.
I'll play it for you tonight.
Be your business in the front. Nobody in the back. Got that truck. Lift it up. Can't get down like that. You don't want to stop. Just to get up in my seat.
grows. Pick a spot where no one knows. Tank tops, Daisy Dukes, leather guys in the cowboy boots. Sing and dance and have a good time, waiting for the roughnecks pick up lines. If you're looking for a sweet southern girl, high heels and a hair in curls, girls like us get down and dirty, driving trucks till the tires are muddy. Like a man with strong hands, nothing as sexy as a working man. Pick me up and throw it down, that's how we do it in Naptown. On the bed of a tailgate, show you my turnover rate.
Real business in the bar, no party in the back. Got that drunk, lift it up, can't get down like that. We don't wanna start, just to get up in my seat. Don't even get me started on that muffler to leave.
Baby blues got me hypnotized, bringing out my wild side. Four-wheel drive got nothing on me. Ignite when you turn the key. Something about a country boy, he's a country girl to spoil. Unhinged in the front seat, aggressive like a muffler to lead. Get more said, there's something about a truck. Music loud, I'm turning up. Body love, suspension high, feeling like I could fly. Boots, boobs and booty got me feeling like a cutie. And there's something about a farmer's tan that's got me wanting to pick up
me. Your business in the bar, no party in the back. Got that drum, lift it up, can't get down like that. We don't wanna start, just to get up in my seat. Don't even get me started on that muffler to leave.
We ain't getting down like that, 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 like that.
Be your business in the bar, no party in the back. Got that drum, lift it up, can't get down.
Can we do this again tomorrow night?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You are an amazing person. I know when you were on here doing your rock, and then you told us that you were going to pull out and try to do some country, or country rock, as it were. And we wished you the best, of course. And you did just that. You did the best. You came back with some really good pop country. And now you've even gone into an area which I have to admit is not my favorite genre of music, but you've made a tune that's listenable. And, you know, even I, as a non-aficionado of that genre, like it. I could sit here and listen to it. My feet were going up, time with the music. John Bon Jovi, your thoughts?
Well, I'm kind of with you in that camp. However, and I mean this, with all sincerity, this is really good. I mean, you're right. It's toe tapping. It's got that underlying bass melody going. You're not doing the typical, you know, yo kind of thing. And it's got a nice message. Although the booty bit kind of, you know, gave me a vision, but that's okay.
So my husband came up with that line. He said, "Boots, boobs, and booty got me feeling like a cutie," and I was like, how did you come up with that? Like, he's a lyricist and he doesn't even know it yet. But we have a lot of fun with that. That's my husband on the talking parts of the beginning and the end. Obviously, we recorded his truck, the engine, all of that. He's got the lifted truck with the muffler delete.
Right.
So it was just a lot of fun to make. I just wanted to make something fun. And we're going to have a remix coming out to that one as well, which I'm hoping will end up being, you know, one of these fun country line dancing songs.
And, you know, that's the other thing about the song, too, that I was going to mention, but you beat me to it, Michaela, is that it's fun. I can tell that you guys had a good time, had fun making this particular cut, because it just has that feel to it. And so it is. It, like I said, hip hop is just not my thing, but I would listen to this. I wouldn't immediately mash the button on my radio trying to find something else. I could listen to this and I could pay attention to it, and that's what I like about it.
Well, I think that's part of the appeal of the song, is that it's not too rough, and it is musically It's musical. It's not just chanting. It is musical. And of course, the fun part of it, you know, the lyric, the story, it's just a great combination. And the bottom line is it's one heck of a commercial equation.
Thank you. You're so good.
You've even got non-musical people getting into music and coming up with lyrics. I salute you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I had a lot of fun making it. So as I said, that's my first self-produced single. So I played the instruments on the studio recording. I did everything, and it felt like I was being true to myself, you know, sure. Because you're using other people's music for the most part. When you hire studio musicians, they're playing all the instruments. So this is something that it's all me. It was really exciting. So.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of artists. Matter of fact, most of the artists that we have talked about this subject have agreed that the artists that last, the ones that you'll be telling your grandkids about, love what they do. It's not because they make a lot of money at it. They're in it because they love it. And that carries through to the lyrics that writers write. If you are really into what you're doing, you're going to write good lyrics. If you're making a happy song, you're going to make a song that is really happy. If you're making a sad song, you'll have the listeners crying. I mean, it's just a natural. Your heart tells you what to say, and other people can feel that. John Bon Jovial?
Well, you know, you're kind of echoing some of the things that I was going to come up with on that, and it's feel-good music. As you probably remember, Michaela, I don't get to hear these songs before we put them on our air. This is the first time I've been hearing them. It's the first time I've heard Hoosier Girl. This is the first time I've heard Like That. Obviously, this is demonstrating the scope of your skills because you're not labeling yourself as one particular genre. So in putting the remaining three songs together, what is the thought process that goes through your head when you're trying to be the consistent Michaela, but also to demonstrate the skills that you have to do something that is hip-hop flavored, that is kind of a country rock flavor, and then something that just might kick ass with some good rock and roll flavor? What is the method that you use? I guess that's what I'm trying to say to you.
That's a good question. A lot of times I just come up with melodies in my head, and I have to get it out. And, you know, I don't really play instruments very well. I can play enough on the piano to write and throw it into the studio, but I'm not a studio musician. I've never taken piano lessons, never done any of that. So I kind of just go with what's in my head. And sometimes that is a country song. Sometimes that may be kind of a country hip-hop song. But Hoosier Girl, I used Ryanee Beats. Ryanee is an incredible producer. I found some of his songs actually through Instagram, and I loved what he was creating. But after that, you know, things just started flowing through me, and the more that I wrote and tried to dictate on the piano, it all started turning more back towards the rock sound, kind of bluesy rock. And, you know, for me as an artist, I always say, I just love music, period. No matter what the genre is, I always say I'm a songwriter first. And, you know, I've always been kind of a multi-genre with that main focus on that edgy garage band kind of sound. But I just kind of go right now where I'm led on the piano. And if the songs fit a specific genre that, you know, I'm pushing for Michaela with the rock, or the country, then so be it. But if not, you know, I'm still a songwriter first. And so somebody else may pick that up and want to record that, you know? So I just kind of do whatever's in my heart, whatever I'm feeling at the time. And same thing with the lyrics. I write whatever's happening in my life at the time or whatever I'm thinking about.
Well, that goes back to what we discussed earlier, that you love what you're doing and you're writing about something that moves you, so it's natural it's going to move other people. The thing that I am really intrigued by is your ability to inject Michaela into everything you write, regardless of what the genre is, whether it's pop, rock, country, and now hip-hop. You still have the sound of Michaela, but yet you do this genre crossing you do it well, no matter what genre you're in. I mean, I haven't heard you do bluegrass or opera yet, but I'm sure that if you decided you wanted to do something along that line, you'd pull it off somehow.
Game on, David Bowers. You nailed it. Those are two genres I have not crossed over. Game on.
I'm not surprised about the opera. Wouldn't be surprised if you could do it, but I wouldn't be surprised if you did.
That's one thing that we've never featured. We haven't done opera.
No, we've
done just about everything. We've done jazz, we've done blues, we've done rock and roll, we've done country, we've done hip-hop.
Bluegrass,
yeah. You know,
just about all of them except opera, high opera. Michaela, how long has this EP that we're listening to today been in your mind? How long has it taken you to get this one done?
Close to a year now. This is more of me than the songs itself, because I will record them and then I let them sit. Right. And then I think, well, maybe it's not good enough. I start to overthink. I'm an overthinker. So I let it sit for a while and then I come back to it. I'm like, oh, that's actually really good. Like, why don't you release this? And so here we are today,
right.
A year later. You know, I've let a lot of people listen to it and, you know, give their feedback as well, because that's important to me. I like what I like. I like pretty much all music, even some that other people are like, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I feel the creativity in it. I appreciate the creativity in other people's music, you know, and listen to all the aspects that they put into the song. And so for me, I listen to that feedback and, yeah, just letting it sit for a while, making sure that is what I want to put out, or if there's something else that I can add to it, how can I make it better? And at the end of the day, there was really nothing that I could change to it. So here we are. I'm ready to release them a year later.
Well, I've got one more question before we play our next song. Again, concentrating on like that, you had an idea for the song and you put pen to paper. I'm sure it went through many different iterations before you landed or ended up with the final product. What kind of different takes or aspects did you have on this before we heard what we just heard?
So I actually wrote all of that in just a couple hours. I plugged everything into the studio. I started, you know, playing the piano and then adding different instruments. All of that was done in a day, to be honest. And
wow.
I ended up, my husband was like, you know, maybe we should add this and change this part to, I keep hearing boots, boobs, and booty. So I inputted that into the studio program, as well as we recorded the talking part separately and the engine sound and all of that from his truck, which is just such a cool addition to the song that he can sometimes hear things that I don't. He has a really good ear as far as the mix. So I always, you know, have him listen to the mix before I master and all of that, as well as my dad. So my dad, as you know, has the vascular dementia. So he can't really play anymore, but he still loves to be involved in the studio part of it. So every mix, master, I send it to him. I let my husband listen to it, and then they give their feedback on what they think that the tweak should be. You know, this is all part of that process. And you listen to it on different speakers to make sure that the sound is good. So all in all, the song was recorded in a day, but then we added the addition of the talking parts and you know, tweaking that one verse. Yeah, probably about a week. I think we had that done in a week.
Wow, that is so fast. That's cool. That's really cool.
You know, sometimes if it's right, it just happens.
Yeah.
Now, you could plan for weeks, and then all of a sudden, you wake up in the middle of the night with this idea, and it's right, and, you know, an hour later, you've got the finished notes.
It's part of my ADHD. ADHD, like, you know, we're distracted a lot, right? But we have moments of hyper-focusing. So when I get in the studio and I start getting into something, I am hyper-focused on that, and I can't stop until it's done.
Well,
so that's part of it.
I hear that. And mentioning your dad, I know we've talked about him in the past. How is he doing?
He's doing good. So he has his good days and bad days, right?
Oh, yes.
So the vascular dementia, they have a lot of the mini strokes. But for the most part, he has good days. So we're staying hopeful. Hopefully something gives and there's some sort of cure for this.
Breakthrough,
you know, yes. He would love to get back in the studio. He would love to be back out on the road with me playing music again. So
it is just so beautiful that he is able to get into it still and to be a part of it, even if he isn't really ready to get back into playing the instruments. He can be a part of it, and that's wonderful. I think that's very important, really. In addition to being good for him, it also will give him a built-in goal of keeping going to try and do that. And with any disability, whether it's physical or mental, the need to keep trying to get beyond that is all important. It really is. You've got to want to do it. And if you want to do it bad enough, you've got a much better chance of doing it. Now, what's next on your menu?
Oh, my goodness. So we started into the rock genre. So Run was a lot of fun to create. So I had just started learning the piano. I was trying to self-teach myself because my dad tried to teach me when I was younger. And again, ADHD, I had other things that I wanted to do. My dad didn't have the patience and I didn't have the patience. So I just started playing this melody on the piano and I started writing lyrics. And it's crazy because I had no idea what I was writing at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes lyrics just flow and I'm like, what does this even mean? And I have to go back and reread everything. Like, what am I saying to myself? And I realize it's a conversation with myself.
Right.
About my struggles, my trauma had totally ruined relationships because I put up a block. You know, I put up a block and then, you know, I would drink, you know, to kind of cope my pain. And it wasn't until I met my husband, a lot of these songs, you're sensing a theme. He's my muse. It wasn't until my husband really fought for me because, you know, the first year in a relationship, it is always the easiest, right? Because it's all butterflies and rainbows and everybody's happy and you don't get into any fights really. And then after that, you start seeing the real person inside. And the real person inside of me didn't want to put myself out there really, right? Okay. So I was putting up a block and, you know, I realized that I pushed people away because I don't want them to get too close to me. And so that's what this song is about. It is talking about how I put up those blocks in relationships. And I'm sure other people can relate to this. You know, we want the relationship, but we're not good at them because we're still dealing with our own issues. And it takes somebody really special, you know, in my case, V1, my soulmate, to really fight for me and not let me go.
Well, I can understand that. And as you're saying that, I'm getting this mental picture of Michaela's biography. I mean, this is an autobiography in music. And you have poured, obviously, so much of yourself into it and opened it up to the listeners to share with you. I think that is tremendous. It definitely adds to the intimacy of the songs that you're sharing. And I wanted to touch on that. You have mentioned the ADHD before. How does that affect you and how do you deal with it?
Oh, so most days, you know, I want to get into the studio. I want to write music. I want to, you know, make TikTok videos. I want to do all this and all these things. Like, it's so overwhelming that I just kind of shut down. And I think about all the things that I have to do in my day-to-day life, right? So I got to take care of my kids. I've got to, you know, work a normal job to kind of fund the dream. So all of the things end up, I'll do everything but that. And then I have one day where I'm like, okay, I get in the studio and I hyper-focus and then I knock out like, you know, an entire song or maybe two and I start writing another one. It's a struggle. It's been a struggle my whole life. I didn't take meds for it. I took natural supplements to kind of help with my focus in school and everything. But yeah, it's definitely something I have to tell myself, okay, get your butt in the studio and start. Because if you don't start it, then you won't finish it. You know, and there's sometimes that I start things and I don't finish as well. But you know, those will be songs for later on.
Now, that's very interesting. And I know that we have listeners, not only listeners that are dealing with ADHD themselves, but I know we have also listeners who work in that field in working with people with ADHD. And I think it's, you know, it's wonderful that you're willing to share it. And I think it's important for people that are related to that situation in any degree to be able to share it themselves and also learn from other people with that situation as part of their lives. I thank you for sharing that.
I definitely do better with a schedule. So schedules are everything. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a routine every day. But yeah, for the most part, if I don't keep a schedule, I'm kind of scattered all over the place and I'll put it off. You know, I put it off until I'm like, okay, let me get in there and let me take care of that. And I hyper focus on that. But it's a good and a bad thing because I found with a lot of ADHD people like myself, we're very creative. We're mm-hmm. very creative. Our brains just work a little bit differently in how we do things. So.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, and I thank you for that. What about this next track? You're telling us a little bit about the fact that, again, it's part of your life. Give us a summary of the mood, the message of the song.
Run is about basically me shutting down and, you know, pushing away relationships and trying to put up that block from people. It's really a conversation with myself as far as, you know, realizing that what I do and you know, dealing with my trauma, you know, I push people away. And then I met my husband, and my husband, you know, he fought for me. So he kept chasing me when all I wanted to do was push him away. And, you know, I kept telling him, like, I'm bad for you, you know.
I understand completely. Yeah. I can understand completely.
Yeah, because if they don't run away, then I typically would.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, let's give it a listen. Here's Michaela with Run.
Shivers through my body and I feel it taking over, so I run.
from her newest EP, which will be coming out shortly. And she's already told us how we can follow her and find out when it is available. Of course, it will be available almost everywhere, so that won't be a problem. And if you lose your notes or something, you can always contact us here at the David Bowers Awards, and we'll be happy to tell you where to go. I mean, you know, where to go for the music, of course. All righty. Michaela, how many tracks are on this EP?
So the country EP has 2 songs, and it has 1 cover and 1 remix as of right now.
Okay.
So that will be coming out by the end of July. And then the rock EP will have 3, maybe 4 songs by the time that I'm done with it in August. So.
Oh, great. Now, remember that on our Facebook groups page, you as a previous guest can go there and post your news directly. You don't have to send it to me or whatever. You get ready, you get a title for the album, you want to share it, go post it on there. We'll pick it up from that post and share it with our other plethora of pages that we have. And I just read about the increase in streaming and how important that's becoming. And they're saying that in many cases, it's becoming more important than hard copies, whether they be CDs or vinyl or what. I don't think they're going to put those terms out of business, but they're saying that it is getting that big. Of course, there's always the arguments about the streaming platforms not paying enough for the rights. And I agree, some of them are they're pretty darn minuscule. I mean, it's almost an insult.
I'm a dinosaur. I'm going to be sticking to my LPs.
I still love a digital copy. I know, yes. Streaming is great, but I really like to have that CD in hand.
Sure.
You know, maybe signed. I still think that is really cool because that is something that you can keep and share with your kids and all of that. So I'm with you, John. Well, call me old school. I am.
I'm definitely old school. And my grandkids, they're like, why do you have all these records? Why you can just stream it. It's like, yeah, okay. I'm of a different era.
Yes. Absolutely. My playlist was a stack of plastic on a spindle that would just play and click to the next one. But I think it's important for the artists, especially the emerging up-and-comers, I think it's important for them to realize how important the streaming has become as far as marketing yourself. And let's face it, it's getting harder and harder to make a buck in the business. So
anything. It really is. Social media is hard.
That's Michaela, our guest this week on the David Bowers Awards, and she's introducing actually 2 EPs that she has coming out soon, and we're getting the privilege of playing 5 tracks from the collection. And Michaela, next up, we have what you call Lullaby.
Yes, Lullaby. Again, my husband is my muse. You ever have a love that, you know, you don't want anybody else to have, right? You don't want anybody else to have them. That's yours. And it feels like a dream. So that's where the inspiration from Lullaby came from, because it feels like a lullaby. I love my husband dearly, and every moment with him is magical. And it feels like a dream that you don't want to wake up from.
I wouldn't be surprised if he feels much the same. I've never had the pleasure of meeting and talking with him, but that would not surprise me a bit. Would it you, John?
Oh, no. I think there's a bit of devotion there. I'm not sure.
You but might
I'm,
be right.
I have a feeling. Call it a
you
premonition.
And the really neat part is I got this feeling that it's mutual.
You know, the nice thing, the old music that I used to create, it was all about fantasy and fairy tales and nothing really from my life experiences, things that I wanted in relationships I would write about. And now I have that to write about. So it's exciting for me. He's my muse. I love writing about our life and my experiences and, you know, even the traumas that I've been through. So.
And it's obvious in your persona now. It's there. You can see the twinkle in your eyes, the smile, the feel of a magical relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Michaela with Lullaby. Lullaby, Michaela, from her brand new forthcoming EP set, actually, two separate EPs, as she explained a little bit earlier. And we will, well, as a matter of fact, why don't we have you explain it again right now for people that might have missed it earlier?
Yep. So Lullaby is going to be on the Rock EP. So I was kind of transitioning, just kind of writing and kind of feeling myself, you know, trying to figure out where I resided in all the musical genres. And I realized I am a songwriter by nature, you know, and I don't really have to stick to one genre because I'm an independent artist, you know, and even if, you know, it may not be something that, you know, picks up for me, you know, there could be other artists out there that would like to record something like that.
Sure.
As a songwriter, you know, that is our goal. But this song, my relationship with my husband was kind of like a lullaby, and I just kept hearing lullaby. It felt like a fairy tale to me. Mm-hmm. And we always joke with each other, if I can't have you, then nobody else can, right? Or you're going to be the death of me. And so those lyrics just kind of played out in this song. So it's kind of the theme with both the country EP and the rock EP. My husband is my muse. Both songs, both EPs, excuse me, are about him. From Who's Your Girl to Like That to Lullaby to Run. And then this last one that we're going to be playing is actually a little bit different. So this one was more about me and the influences that I've had on my music career. So this next one called Dreaming Awake is kind of a, you know, reawakening to myself and not allowing social media influences. So we'll get into that. But so often as artists, you know, we're sticking to one genre, right? We're told we have to stick to one genre. We have to build that brand, you know, and that kind of suffocates our creativity. And, you know, I was doing the rock music for 10 years, right? And you would think that you would be a little bit farther along than you are. And then you start to get into the social media aspect and, you know, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is doing this and that's working for them, that's working for them. And then you start to think, well, maybe I should try that. I should try to be more like them. I should be more like them. But in reality, you need to stay true to yourself. I tried that. I tried to emulate what other artists were doing. And the fact that everybody is emulating each other, that is not going to set you apart in the music industry.
Right.
What sets you apart is being your genuine self. And so that is why I decided, you know, it doesn't really matter what genre I put out. As long as I am being true to myself, I am writing what I want to write about. I am putting out music that I enjoy, that I think other people will enjoy. That is being authentic as an artist. Stop emulating other people. And I kept telling myself that. So the next song, Dreaming Awake, is about breaking free from that influence of other people telling you, oh, you need to be like this. Be yourself. Take back your control as an artist and, you know, just stay true to yourself. Be who you are. And that is what sets you apart. That is what people want to be like. Be a leader, not a follower.
And be true to yourself. So very true. And we are so happy to have had the privilege of being with you throughout this whole thing, from when you were a rocker, when we got to meet you, when you announced that you were going to go and try more country genre, and now that you're coming back and doing the rock genre.
Full circle.
Full circle. And I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more of your self. And that is truly what this music is. I know that on this last one we just heard, Lullaby, it was almost like a totally different person. I mean, your sound was there, but the delivery was just a little different. The voice was different. And I don't know, you just got a feeling. I remember when I started listening to it the first time, I said, wait a minute, is that Michaela? Yes. But it just had that feel that it could have been somebody else.
Yep.
John?
Yeah, I again, going back, hearkening back to what I said earlier, that I don't get to hear the music before we play it. I've listened to this song, and there is a passion in there, which I don't hear on the other songs because it's totally different. And what this song reminded me of, not stylistically, because it's kind of a different song, but Barbra Streisand did Woman in Love, which was written by Barry Gibb. And you could hear the absolute passion in her voice, the dedication to it. And that was the vibe that I picked up off of Lullaby. Am I close?
That is so cool. I haven't heard that song before, but I love Barbra Streisand. And I feel like in most of her songs, you can feel that passion. And yeah, there was a lot of passion in that song.
Look it up on YouTube.
I definitely will.
It's called Woman in Love. Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees wrote it. And it's just it's an amazing tune. But this song of yours, stylistically, it's different, but it reminded me of that.
I played instruments on, you know, for this song, and I kept sending it to my dad, and he told me that it sounded to him like a Beatles song. And I definitely didn't hear the Beatles in it, but to me, it felt more like a bluesy, more passionate kind of song. And it really is. It's like a passion and love. And I was just kind of pouring my heart out there as far as how I felt. You know, if my husband ever left me, it would be the death of me. You know, I can't imagine my life without him because he is my best friend. Yeah.
Well, to paraphrase Brian Wilson, God only knows what I'd be without you.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. And we thank you so much for coming and sharing with us today. We want to have you tell the folks one more time how they can find you online so that they can follow you and get all the latest about Michaela.
Absolutely. So you can visit my website, MichaelaRocks.com, MichaelaRocks.com. All of my social media links are listed there. And then you will have the country EP, the rock EP, including the new single that will be coming out from the rock EP, Dreaming Awake, by the end of August.
And we will get a chance to listen to Dreaming Awake by the end of this show. So stand by for that. Again, Michaela, our thanks for you coming and opening up about yourself as well as your music. Thanks for sharing with us. We look forward to the next time. And God bless you. You and your hubby, wish you the very best. And do come back and see us again.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much. I love you so
love
much.
You, love you too.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Michaela, with the song she was just talking about, Dreaming Awake.
Today, I release all fear. The coulds, the shoulds, the woulds, the what if this, or maybe that.
Forget the maybe in another life. Maybe this is really goodbye. Never let another steal my soul. This is me letting go, retaking my control.
Ah!
Awake by this week's special guest, Michaela, who has two EPs coming out very soon. Follow her online. You can get her social media links and everything at her email, or rather her site, her website. Just go to her website, MichaelaRocks.com, and get everything you need to know. Keep in mind that when the discs are out, go ahead and add them to your streaming playlists. You'll be glad you did. We are glad we were here today. We are glad you were here. And of course, we thank this week's guest, Michaela. Be sure to follow us here on the David Bowers Award online. You can find us all over social media too. But in the meantime, John Bon Jovial, and I think it's time for you to take us home.
Yes, indeed it is, folks. And, you know, to paraphrase the song, it's great to be back in the saddle again after being gone for a couple of months. Folks, you know, you hung in there with us, and we are so appreciative of it. Every week, you take an hour out of your life, and you spend it with us, and we truly are very, very grateful for that. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in gorgeous Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the heart of the desert, the Valley of the Sun, Tempe, Arizona. And we are available for free on most of the major streaming services. You can support the David Bowers Awards by clicking the Support This Podcast link on our Spotify page. If you would do that, we'd really appreciate it. Anything that you could consider donating, we would, you know, that'd be really cool, because it goes to support the show. It doesn't go into our pockets. It just keeps this thing up and running, and that's what we're all about. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFZ FM 106.3. On your FM radio dial in Rochester, New York, aka Rochester Free Radio. And you can catch us every Saturday at noon Eastern, and then again on RSS.com. Just search for the David Bowers Awards, and we'll be there. A new show will be there every Sunday. So until next week, we thank you very much. And speaking for the David Bowers and all the other crew of rejects, morons, and ne'er-do-wells here at the Radio Ranch, I am yours truly, the legendary and lovable John Bon Jovial, saying be good to yourselves, keep washing your hands, and hey, we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.